Hello, everybody. We're going to finish out the chapter today. Next subsection, cleanliness next to godliness, a Jewish prescription for an elevated life. Central to understanding the Jewish approach to cleanliness is comprehension of the idea that the human body is a sanctuary. The importance with which cleanliness is guarded in Judaism can perhaps best be exemplified by an incident in the life of the great time of siege, the first century BC, Hillel the Elder. Story goes, he went to say, Yigamur relates that Hillel was leaving the study hall, Beis Midrash. My students asked him where he was going. He said, I'm going to perform a mitzvah. What mitzvah? I'm going to bathhouse to bathe, Hillel said. And that is a mitzvah? They explained. Yes, it is, Hillel said. The statues erected to kings in theaters and circuses are scrubbed and washed clean by those in charge of them. How much more so we, who have been created in his image, in the image of Hashem and likeness, keep our bodies clean, as written, for in the image of Hashem, man was created. What was his point? His point is simple. The man must care for the vessel, which was created in a divine image, and caring for it and keeping it clean pays homage to its creator. And then the Makabre the Ora goes on at length. I don't want to go all the details, but he talks about how the Jews were the ones who really had the bathhouses. Throughout the years, they're in separate areas from the rest of the population was not bathing. And throughout the course of time, two things. First, in the Black Plague, when the Jews were remaining relatively healthy versus the rest of the population, that was great for them. Of course, once the neighbors realized that, they ended up blaming the Jews for everything and massacring them in great number. And then throughout the years, he talks about different religions, Christianity, the Mormons, Protestants, everyone eventually understood that we had a right, of course, and that they started to introduce more cleanliness into their way of life as well. And it says, ends the chapter saying, thus, at long last, another important Jewish contribution to society, the imperative of good hygiene as a fundamental element in protecting the human body and preventing disease was finally adopted by Western civilization. Thank you so much and have a great day.